Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the bloggers that could be just right for you. And today, we have a special guest with us, Jennifer Blanchard. She's a creative wellness and writing coach, author of the upcoming book, Creative on Command, where she talks about how to nourish your creativity so it's always ready to come out and play. So today, we're going to discuss a little bit of her Creative on Command formula. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I guess our first question is, what do you mean by creative on command?
So basically, what it means to be creative on command is you are able to turn your creativity on and off like a light switch. So, you know, you don't have time. If you need something, it's immediately available to you. It's accessible all the time and whenever you need it.
So in what instances would people need to flip on that switch?
Well, in their jobs, if they, you know, work a job and they have something creative they have to do, if they have to come up with an idea or if they have to do something, you know, pitch something or just work on a project, they might need to have creativity right away and they may not know when. If you're in a meeting and someone asks you a question, you want to be able to, you know, have a good answer and have a good response. And being creative on command allows you to do that without having to take the time to say, wait, let me step back. Let me get back to you in 10 minutes. You know, you don't need to think about it. Just kind of instant. And another,
right.
You know, a case would be if you're a creative person, you have creative projects that you do, if you're a writer or musician, you know, artist, whatever you do, you would need it in that case too, because if you can't be creative when you need to be, it kind of defeats the purpose.
And you know what? I would think it would be very helpful and useful when a problem comes up and you have to, quote unquote, think outside the box, right? One of our favorite cliches.
Yep.
But when
yep.
you need to figure out a new way to get that result, because the first way, the way that always worked previously, is not working anymore. So I think that that's an excellent point to be made. Creative on command at work is very important. Now, what about the people that don't believe that they have a creative bone in their body?
I would say that, you know, we're all born creative beings. We're all created and we're creative, which means that creativity is an innate skill and everyone has it. The only difference between a person who's super creative and really out there with their, you know, their work and a person who I have no creative bones in my body. The only difference is that the super creative person has taken time to nourish that skill, to, you know, find ways to be creative as often as they can be. And the person who considers themselves uncreative just hasn't done that.
Now, what are the three things that listeners can do to begin nourishing that creativity?
So what I call, I have a three-step process I like to tell people. The first is called clear the clutter. So there's all kinds of stuff that can block your creative energy, things from just eating unhealthy or, you know, just not exercising, not moving your body enough, just having negative thoughts, kind of like the fears and stuff that build up inside you. And when you clear that away, you kind of leave that space for creativity to bring itself to you. So that's really the first step, is just finding ways to clear the clutter. And they can do that by doing things like morning pages or just taking a creativity walk, which would just be, you know, go out for a walk 10-15 minutes and just really take things in and look at the world around you and just try to see it differently than you usually do. And once the clutter is starting to clear, then you can marinate. So you would marinate a piece of meat, right, to make it tastes better and it has more flavor to it. Well, mm-hmm. The same thing with your ideas. You might have an idea that comes to you and it's not fully grown yet. It's kind of just a seed. And so when you marinate on it and you give it time to rest and time to just sit there in your subconscious, all of a sudden ideas will come to you for it. Like, wow, where did that come from? You know, and that's what happens as you start clearing the clutter away. You're able to have that space to marinate your ideas and to really help them grow into something, you know, bigger. And then the third step would be what I call jump-starting yourself. So it's very hard, especially if you need to be creative at a time of day when you're not normally creative, or, you know, say late at night you have to solve a problem of some kind. the best way to do that is to have some sort of a jump start. So, you know, a writing prompt, a creativity exercise, something you can do in like 5 or 10 minutes that's going to get you thinking in that creative mind, because then it's like, it just keeps going. Because once you're already being creative, it's easier to stay creative and to keep on that role that you're already on. Mm-hmm. So that's really how I recommend making yourself more creative and just nourishing that part of yourself.
Now, what would be an example of an exercise, a creative exercise, to help you jumpstart your creativity? You mentioned creative writing. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so let's say, you know, you have a writing session coming up. You need to write something, but you're just not feeling creative. So you could do a writing exercise, like say, and there's lots of books out there that kind of cover this, and there's ideas, and you can Google stuff. But the easiest thing to do is just take 10 minutes to write gibberish or write just nonsense. So just kind of sit down and just write whatever comes out of your head, you know, make stuff up, or just kind of bring yourself into that mode of like, I'm going to create something now. I'm going to, you know, move on from that, the stage where I'm just sitting and not thinking about things right, to actually, you know, being creative. So a writing exercise could be like, you know, write about your favorite food, or write about the time you, you know, had a significant experience. Something that's going to make you thinking and get you really working in a creative way. And then it's like, oh, well, now I'm already doing that. So it's easy to just jump into my writing session now and work on the stuff that I had scheduled.
Oh, well, those are some great tips. Now, what is the one thing, the absolute one thing that stops people from having direct access to their creative muse?
I would say junk. So junk food, junk thoughts, junk habits. You know, like when you're feeding yourself with the foods that nourish you, when you're shifting your thoughts to, you know, more positive things, and when you're creating habits that actually fuel your muse, then you're able to be a lot more creative than you are if, you know, you're going to be eating junk food and, like, just telling yourself you can't do it. So, and I know we all do it. It's something, it's kind of a habit we have just to, you know, think that food doesn't really matter that much, but it actually becomes mm-hmm. the basis of everything inside us. And so if you're eating, you know, fast food before your writing session, there's a good chance you're not going to have a very good session, because number one, the food's going to make you probably get a headache from the sugar and the fat and just all the garbage that's in it. And you probably will not be able to focus enough because you're just sitting there like thinking about other things or, you know, whatever is going on. And so when you clear out the junk, that's when it all starts to flow.
Well, and I totally understand that, because you're distracted too, I think, when you eat garbage, right? You're distracted
mm-hmm. yep.
by how crummy it makes you feel. That's what mm-hmm. I think. So
yeah, and it's funny, yeah, but I mean, people don't think of it that way.
Right, right. So yeah. Jennifer, you've given us a lot of great tips to marinate on, which is one of my favorite sayings. I use it all the time. So I love that you brought that out. I love that. So you gave us a lot to marinate about and to let marinate in our minds. And listeners, I just want to remind you that Jennifer Blanchard's new book, Creative on Command, will be available in October upcoming. And to learn more about her, discover more great tips and tools for getting unstuck and improving your creativity, you can visit her website, jenniferblanchard.net. That's .net, correct, Jennifer?
Yes, .net.
Okay, perfect. So jenniferblanchard.net. Thank you for coming, Jennifer. This was really fun.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more at JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.